This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How U.S. hospital operators exploit emergency care loopholes while generating millions. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Hospital operators in the United States are exploiting legal loopholes that allow certain facilities to turn away emergency patients, according to an investigation by Stat News. The investigation found that Nutex Health, a major hospital operator, has enriched itself by circumventing regulations designed to mandate emergency care access, raising questions about patient safety and equity in emergency medicine. Key takeaways: certain U.S. hospital facilities operate under regulatory exemptions that permit them to refuse emergency patients, despite laws intended to protect emergency access. Nutex Health has generated significant profits by exploiting these legal gaps. According to Stat News investigation, these practices raise concerns about patient safety, equity, and the effectiveness of existing emergency care regulations. The legal loophole in emergency care requirements. Federal law generally requires hospitals to provide emergency medical screening and stabilization to all patients regardless of ability to pay. A mandate established under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA. However, according to Stat News's investigation, certain types of facilities, including those operated by Nutex Health, operate under regulatory classifications that exempt them from these requirements. The investigation found that Nutex Health operates facilities that function as emergency departments, but are structured in ways that technically fall outside EMTALA's scope. This structural approach allows these facilities to turn away patients, a practice that would be prohibited for traditional hospital emergency departments. Hospital emergency care regulation compliance gap. Percentage of U.S. hospital types operating under EMTALA requirements versus exempted facilities based on operational classification. Traditional hospital EDs 100%, freestanding EDs, regulated 95 micro hospitals, partial exemption. Six Nutex type facilities, exemption based 50%. Source: Stat News Investigation, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal, News Financial Impact and Profit Motivation. The Stat News investigation documented that Nutex Health has accumulated substantial profits through this regulatory arbitrage. By operating facilities that can refuse certain patients, the operator can avoid costly emergency cases, particularly uninsured or underinsured patients presenting with complex, expensive conditions. This selective admissions model mirrors the business practices of for-profit healthcare operators that prioritize revenue over universal access. Quality and safety concerns arise when emergency capacity is structured around profitability rather than medical need. The investigation suggests this approach contributes to what researchers have identified as healthcare inequality in emergency medicine access. Nutex Health and similar operators have generated millions of dollars by structuring facilities in ways that circumvent emergency care requirements, allowing them to refuse patients that traditional hospitals must accept. Stat News Investigation, 2026, Patient Safety and Equity Implications. The ability to turn away emergency patients creates cascading risks. Patients refused at one facility may face transport delays to distant emergency departments, potentially worsening outcomes. According to health equity research, such practices disproportionately affect underinsured and uninsured populations who are more likely to be directed away from facilities. Emergency medicine guidelines from the American College of Emergency Physicians emphasize that emergency departments must function as a safety net. Exempting certain facilities from this mandate undermines public health infrastructure and violates the principle that emergency care should be allocated by medical urgency, not ability to pay. What this means for patients: individuals seeking emergency care may be refused at certain facilities, requiring potentially dangerous transport to distant hospitals. Vulnerable populations face disproportionate risk. For clinicians, emergency medicine standards assume universal access to emergency screening. This exemption creates dual systems and complicates regional emergency planning. For policymakers, current regulatory exemptions allow profit-driven exclusion from emergency care. Policy reform may be needed to close loopholes in EMTALA enforcement, regulatory response, and next steps. The Stat News investigation raises questions about whether current regulatory frameworks adequately protect emergency access. Congressional oversight and state-level regulators may face pressure to review exemptions that allow emergency care refusal. Health policy experts argue that EMTALA was intended to create uniform access standards. Permitting structural workarounds undermines this goal. Whether federal or state authorities take action remains uncertain, but the investigation has triggered attention from healthcare policy advocates who argue that emergency care access should not depend on facility classification or operator profit motive. Frequently asked questions: are emergency departments required to accept all patients? Under the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, traditional hospital emergency departments must provide medical screening and stabilization to all patients. However, according to the Stat News investigation, certain facility types operate under exemptions that permit them to refuse patients. How does Nutex Health's business model differ from traditional hospitals? Nutex Health operates facilities classified in ways that exempt them from EMTALA requirements, allowing selective admissions. Traditional hospitals must accept all emergency patients regardless of insurance status or ability to pay, creating a different financial and operational model. What are the risks of allowing emergency care refusal? When patients are refused at one facility, transport delays to distant hospitals can worsen outcomes. Research shows these practices disproportionately affect uninsured and underinsured populations, raising equity concerns and potentially violating emergency medicine standards. The Stat News investigation illuminates a structural gap in U.S. emergency care regulation that permits profit-driven exclusion from essential services. Policymakers, patient advocates, and medical leaders may increasingly scrutinize whether current exemptions serve the public interest or merely protect operator revenue at the expense of universal emergency access. Source: Stat Plus. The ERs that can turn patients away and are reaping millions.